The epistle for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost, taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God saith anathema to Jesus. And no man can say the Lord Jesus but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces but the same Spirit. And there are also diversities of ministries but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God who worketh all in all. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. To one indeed by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, and to another faith in the same Spirit, to another the grace of healing in one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of speeches. But all these things one and the same Spirit worketh, dividing to every one according as he will. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee standing, praying thus with himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because every one that exalted himself shall be humbled, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. Please be seated. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, in today's Mass, we have, obviously, the famous parable of the Pharisee and the publican. You know, the obvious lesson that comes from that is pride and then the dangers of pride. And on the reverse, we look at, in a sense, the true humility that the publican had. Of one acknowledging himself, acknowledging his sinfulness, asking for God's mercy upon his soul. And I would say it's a good thing for us to kind of meditate and to think about as we have our pilgrimage this coming Friday and Saturday. One, this spirit of humility. Of beseeching God and asking for God's mercy upon our souls, recognizing, in a sense, our place before the eyes of God. And that's one of the things that I would say as a true pilgrim, that is what characterizes us. It characterizes us as a true pilgrim because we recognize the fact of our sinfulness, and therefore we realize that going through this world, we're just pilgrims in order to try to get to the next, to the eternity that God has in store for us. And so we need this idea of humility. We need the idea of penance as we embark off on the pilgrimage that we have. And so it helps us to meditate upon these things. It helps us to look at, in a sense, the consequences that God gives to that. Okay, if we don't have that true humility, we find ourselves because we are so prideful in our own abilities, our own gifts. Well, certainly God is not going to be pleased with our prayers. God's not going to be pleased with our fasting. He's not going to be pleased with what money we give. Because of that pride, it is, in a sense, an obstacle to the grace of God flowing into our soul. And all we have to do is look at who went home justified to understand that. Who was more pleasing in the eyes of God? Was obviously then the publican, not the Pharisee. And granted, the Pharisee, it never says in there that he doesn't give tithes, it never says that he doesn't do fasting. But if it's done with the wrong spirit, again, God will not be pleased with that. Because you look at him and as he mentions his own abilities, but he also is very critical of then this publican, or even just men in general. You know, he's thanking God that he's not like the rest of men. And so from that, certainly he is not going to be blessed by God because, one, he has a critical spirit. He's very judgmental of other souls. So then how is he going to receive and gain the graces from God? Because he has created an obstacle to God's graces in his soul. And as I say, he may be giving a lot of money. He may be fasting twice a week. But when it's done with a completely contrary spirit to God, he is not going to gain the graces from God. And so that's why then it's good for us then to meditate and to think about, one, the example of the publican. And here you have someone who acknowledges that he's sinful. I mean, all of us are sinful before the eyes of God. And I think that's helpful for us to recognize that fact, because therefore we'll be more reliant upon God's graces for our soul. And so that's why I say when we talk about a pilgrimage and going with a true spirit of being a pilgrim, we go with one of humility. Because one, we're traveling to a holy place to give honor and glory to God. And so that reminds us of the fact of how where we stand before the eyes of God. Yes, we are nothing before the eyes of God. We are sinful before the eyes of God. And so therefore it gives us that true spirit of a pilgrim, one that needs to do penance. We do penance by the walking of it. We do penance because who knows what the weather will be like. Last time I checked, it's supposed to be very hot. And so through these things, yes, we understand that God gives us these different means as a means of helping us to sanctify our soul. That we go with this true spirit of being a pilgrim, that it's going to bother us some with the walking or different things. Or even to the point of having the humility of realizing maybe we need to get into a support vehicle. And all these different things factor into us trying to have that humble spirit of walking before the eyes of God and trying to do penance for our sins. And that is what a true pilgrim is supposed to be like. It is not just we're going because of interest. It's not going because we want to see if we can walk this thing, this 50 miles. We've talked about that before in the past. It is not all about that at all. But it's for us to understand that we must have this true sense of a pilgrim. That as we go through this valley of tears in life, that we must recognize the fact of our weakness before the eyes of God. Not to discourage us, but to make us more confident and trustful in Almighty God. And so that's where when we come out and we start with this pilgrimage. It is done with a true joy of trying to offer this to Almighty God as a sacrifice or a grace that we're trying to gain. That yes, we go with a true joyful spirit. And so that's where when we talk about, you know, when we're fasting or we're doing different things, we're not supposed to look the part that we're miserable in having to do this. And so the same sense for a pilgrimage. We're not miserable in going out and doing this because one, we should be an example to the people around us that we meet. And how many times have we had people come up to us and because of the spirit that we have, that they are influenced by that. And that is where you can see how the graces flow from all of the good things that we try to do. It's interesting, I was reading something from the North Americans' pilgrimage out in New York that we would do on the East Coast. And they were talking about, in a sense, the pilgrimage itself. And they said one of the key things that all the pilgrims should have is charity. One, because you're doing it for the love of God. But they were also talking about how a true charity would come in making this pilgrimage, of helping the person next to you, of having a good spirit about it. And how true that is for us. Because I would say because of that true spirit that we have, that true spirit of charity, that true spirit of penance, that is what will influence the people that we go around, whether we're walking downtown Denver or wherever it may be. That they will be influenced by the example that we are to them. And that's why I say by having a joyful spirit also about it, I mean, that is how we will influence the people around us. But it's helpful for us to meditate and to think about what is a true pilgrim. You know, you look at these two people, the example that our Lord gives to us from that. And I think very clearly it shows to us what he is trying to give to us to understand about being a true pilgrim. Of how our example affects the other people in life, the people around us. And how dangerous it is for us to be very judgmental toward other people. Of how we think we're self better than everyone else. And that is something that also in the people that we meet on the streets and different things of that nature, it is only through the grace of God that we're here, and we have to be thankful for that. And that is also something that we should be thankful to on this pilgrimage. That one, we have the graces of God, and we have to be thankful for being given those graces. Very clearly, you know, we could be lost like the rest of the world around us. And so hopefully this gives us something to meditate upon. Not just from the fact of the dangers of pride, yes. Dangers of thinking ourselves better than everyone else. But that example that we must have to people around us. Of, yes, being a light to the world around us. Going back to the Sermon on the Mount of our Lord. Of how we pass through this valley of tears, as yes, being a pilgrim. St. Paul remarks on that many times. We're not meant for this world. And so therefore, yes, that understanding, that idea of being a true pilgrim of our Lord Jesus Christ, a true example of our faith to the people around us. Whether it comes in walking a pilgrimage or it comes in the people that we have at work, we must realize the example that we must be to other people around us. The more that is given, the more that will be expected. God has given us much. And so therefore, there's a lot of expected from us. And so if a lot is expected from us, this is a great way for us to try to give that back to Almighty God. And so as I say, in any capacity that you can help in the pilgrimage, it will be giving, will be from this true spirit. As I say, whether you give donations, whether you help out with the support vehicles, whether you walk the pilgrimage, whether you set up, whether you clean up, in any capacity that we can be, we are giving glory to Almighty God. And as I say, for those that maybe can't even help in that aspect in the pilgrimage, you can help at home. By your prayers, by your sacrifices, having the cards to think about as the pilgrims are out walking Friday and Saturday, uniting yourself with that true spirit. All of these different means can be an influence on other people's souls. And all of that will be for our judgment. And as I say, you look at the Pharisee himself and his judgment. He was so judgmental of mankind on this earth. Just imagine then how God will be for him. In a sense, it's kind of like, okay, well, you were so judgmental of everybody else around you, your judgment's going to be just a bit harder. So it helps us to understand that, the dangers of that. And so therefore, look at the publican and how he handled it. Knelt, wouldn't even lift his eyes up to God and ask for God to have mercy on his soul because he is a sinner. All of us are. And so that is the mark of a true pilgrim, knowing your place before the eyes of God. And that's why you will go out and do a pilgrimage to be thankful for God for the graces that he has given to you. And so let us continue the great spirit that we have on our pilgrimages. It's something that I've been impressed with since I've been here. It is a very good example, and it's a great spirit that we have in making this pilgrimage. And as it continues to grow, we have a chance to influence more people. So I'll leave you with the words from the Collect of the Mass, that as we hasten towards thy promises, thou mayest make us partakers of heavenly treasures. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.